Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, May 27th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
It went very quickly from being one of the best days of their lives to the worst day of their life.
Four children hospitalised after horror in Liverpool, and Cabinet to discuss Occupied Territories Bill. Plus, we've all you the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, four children are among 27 people taken to hospital after a car hit people attending a victory parade in Liverpool. They were among thousands of fans who had lined the city streets to celebrate Liverpool Football Club being crowned Premier League champions. Dave Kitchen from the Northwest Ambulance Service says another 20 people were treated at the scene.
Sadly, four of the injured were children who were enjoying the day with their friends and their families. We can confirm that our teams treated 20 patients at the scene for minor injuries, and these did not need hospital treatment. 27 patients in total were taken to hospital by ambulance, and we believe two of those, including one of the children, have sustained serious injuries.
Merseyside Police Deputy Chief Constable Jenny Sims has confirmed a 53-year-old man from Merseyside has been arrested.
The car stopped at the scene and a 53-year-old white British man from the Liverpool area was arrested. We believe him to be the driver of the vehicle. Extensive inquiries are ongoing to establish the circumstances leading up to the collision, and it is vital that people do not speculate or spread misinformation on social media.
Nathan Murphy, football editor with Off the Ball here on News Talk, was there.
These supporters hadn't been able to celebrate properly 5 years ago when Liverpool won the league in 2020. So they came out in huge force, hundreds of thousands of people, all very good humoured. They walked up Water Street just minutes before the incident happened. Everybody was calmly walking up the street. So it is still a very surreal atmosphere of day of great joy, a day that was massively anticipated. And unfortunately, it has had the saddest of endings.
To other news now, and the government will start the process of drafting the Occupied Territories Bill today. Taoiseach Simon Harris will update Cabinet on the bill and the latest state of play in EU-US trade negotiations. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The Occupied Territories Bill would ban the import of goods from Israeli companies operating in the occupied Palestinian territories. While the volume of goods is small, Simon Harris will tell colleagues he's determined to use every possible lever to end the war in the Middle East. The Occupied Territories Bill was published first 7 years ago by Senator Francis Black and sought to ban goods and services. But this bill that's being drafted by the government will only focus on goods and is highly unlikely to be passed before the Dáil's summer recess. Separately, Simon Harris will brief colleagues on EU-US trade talks and warn that with half the 90-day original pause on increased tariffs having passed, there's no time to lose in getting to a deal. He'll also progress a bill to ratify the EU-Canada trade deal CETA after the Supreme Court warned the deal in its current form was unconstitutional. Simon Harris then, in his role as Defence Minister, will also ask the Cabinet to approve a 12-month extension to Ireland's participation in the UNIFIL Defence Forces mission in Lebanon.
Meanwhile, the Cabinet is also set to sign off on new extensions to planning permissions for developers. Under the plans, builders could apply for a 3-year extension to their planning permission if development has been held up by things like judicial reviews, financing issues or infrastructure constraints. The move is in a bid to ensure planning permission, already granted for hundreds of homes, doesn't lapse. Israel's Prime Minister has convened a meeting of his cabinet, promising Jerusalem will remain united under Israeli control. The meeting came amid international condemnation of the latest Israeli airstrikes in Gaza, which killed more than 50 people. Dr. Samer Attar is a surgeon who returned to Chicago from Gaza recently. He says conditions there are appalling.
It was a lot of broken bones, a lot of amputations, a lot of dead bodies. A lot of blown up little kids. One of my first nights, we had an attack near a school that about 60 people killed, 200 wounded. And you walk into the emergency room, it's just people all over the floor. And sometimes there's just more dead bodies than there are people to treat.
It's claimed fresh sanctions have hampered Vladimir Putin's efforts to maintain his Russian fleet of nuclear-powered icebreakers in the Arctic. Donald Trump has threatened even more action against Russia after calling its president absolutely crazy for a weekend of missile and drone attacks on Ukraine. These people in Moscow share their thoughts.
It is unlikely that Putin has gone crazy. Trump maybe also needs to be checked.
It's hard to say what's going on in his head. I don't think he knows himself. so I wouldn't react to all his statements. That's how it seems to me.
Students are being told to remain cautious, informed and vigilant when looking for college accommodation. A nationwide campaign is being launched this morning to spread awareness on the most common rental scams and how to avoid them. International students and first years face an increased risk of fraud, often because of language barriers and a lack of understanding about the rental market. Brian Hearn from the Irish Council for International Students says many are tricked by online ads.
They find a property that's been advertised on social media, and this property might be a room in an shared apartment or house that doesn't even exist. And the person that's purporting to be a landlord is then looking for payment up front. They often try to prey on people's vulnerability and desperation to find accommodation.
In entertainment news, Pierce Brosnan has responded to criticism of his Irish accent in Mobland. The actor, born in Louth and raised in Meath, plays mob boss Conrad Harrigan in the Paramount Plus series. The star has told the Radio Times his own voice is very soft after the Irish Independent claimed his character's tone is all over the shop.
I need you to do something for me. Someone other than Archie is a rat. You and me both have something in common, John. Ask me what it is. Go on. Ask me.
And in sport, in Gaelic Games, Mayo senior football manager Kevin McStay is to step back from his duties for the immediate future. McStay fell ill during a training session on Saturday and was brought to hospital where he's being monitored. The 63-year-old will not be on the line for his team's All-Ireland round-robin game against Tyrone this Saturday. Assistant manager Stephen Rochford will take charge of the footballers for the foreseeable future. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.